Track 8, Build Them Up. In this track, I want to talk about ways to build up your children, and then in the next, how to correct and coach. Let me begin with a story, incredibly embarrassing at the time, yet one of the most helpful exercises I have all, yet one of the most helpful encounters I've ever had. My daughter Kate was in seventh grade, and she was playing basketball in a recreation league in a Detroit suburb. I was wrapped up in it, and I was really excited. I had coached her before, counseled her in basketball. I had fun improving her skills and just had fun hanging out with her. I loved to see her play. And on a cold February day, she was playing a playoff game in a pretty low-key recreational league in Plymouth. Well, Kate's team was coached by a shop teacher at the middle school. Scott Kurtz was his name. Our daughters played on an AAU team together, and he and I would kibitz in the stands and do what dads do, quietly or not so quietly, second-guess the refs, wonder about the coaches, and especially, of course, hope our daughters would get lots of PT, or playing time. I'd been keeping the scorebook for the past few games, and as I came in on this Saturday, Scott met me at the scorer's table right next to the bench, and he said, "Hey, can I ask you a favor?" I said, "Sure, what can I do for you?" I was happy to be asked. You know, Scott was the volunteer parent who was doing most of the work and had a little bit of Catholic guilt. Glad he was asking me. "Well," Scott said, "during the game today, I want you to not yell anything at Kate. Leave that to me for this game." I said, "Okay," but Scott must have seen the look of confusion across my face. So he said, "I know you're trying to help, but when you're trying to tell her things and I'm trying to tell her things, then there's nowhere she can go. So it'd be great if you just trust me to work on things with her, and then she can come to you for support." "Okay, I'm good with that," I said, starting to get it. "What about when she's doing something good?" I asked. "Can I..." "Absolutely," he broke in enthusiastically. "Yell anything positive you want. Just leave the criticism to me." Now, I confess I felt taken aback and more than a little confused, too. I had played, coached, and watched a lot of basketball, and I never, in my wildest dreams, thought I was one of those dads. Oh, I knew I yelled things, in part because I had played and coached so much I felt I had useful things to say. But was Scott saying I was that bad? Well, sheepishly, I sat at my table, opened my scorer's book, and was I ever in for a surprise. As the game began, I caught myself repeatedly wanting to yell to Kate, "Keep your head up, go to your left, look down the floor, set a pick, get back, get back." All the things I knew were important for a point guard. I bit my tongue and swallowed my pride, hearing the things in my head that Scott had heard me yelling to my daughter. The killer was that so many of those comments were negative, or at least very controlling. I started to hope that she hadn't been listening to me during all those games because I thought, who could take it? And I noticed one more thing. Scott had said I could yell positive things to Kate, so I did. In fact, I yelled more of them because I was now observing this little scientific experiment, and I was changing the results of the experiment, skewing my thoughts in a positive direction. Yet I couldn't help but notice that there was still a huge imbalance in the ratio of positive to negative thoughts in my head, and that would have been coming out my mouth. Even over-exaggerating the positive, I was still holding in more negative or constructive thoughts than I was letting out positive ones. What a gift Coach Kurtz gave me that day with his very slick job of coaching me. That story needs to be flipped on its head. For every 7, 8, 9 times that we're giving constructive criticism or negative feedback, there should be 30, 40, 50 times we should be sharing something specific and positive and warm and encouraging. Encouragement is the most positive and important thing you can do in communications with your children. Build a base. Let them know. Let them hear and see through their own ears and their own eyes the good that you see. So they see you find them good and worthwhile. This not only builds them up, but it also builds your credibility with them. If they see that you see their goodness, they'll be so much more willing to listen to what else you have to say. Management literature tells us a lot about positive leadership and great management. The Gallup organization, for example, has a lot of surveying about great managers and great leaders, and they have 12 questions that they ask of people to determine whether they have a great leader. The fourth question in the Gallup Q12, or 12 questions, in the last 7 days, have you received recognition or praise for doing good work? In other words, employees should be hearing every week from you something good. Kids should probably be hearing it every day. On page 9 of the Ideas and Exercises document, there's a wonderful cheat sheet. If you fill it out, and all it asks you is great things about your kids, it will help you to realize, or re-realize, if that's a word, some of the great things that your child or children do and are. With this list in hand, it will be even easier to be aware of and compliment them in real time so that you can genuinely and freely and eagerly tell them how wonderful they are. In the next section, some surprising research about encouraging words.